Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. John Murphy is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, CEO and co-founder of Switch and Shift, which is a consulting firm, and he's an instructor at Sacramento State College, and a number of other important credentials, including the author of The Optimistic Workplace, outstanding book, Creating an Environment That Energizes Everyone. John Murphy, welcome back to the show.
Well, hello, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, may the force be with you. It's good to have you back, Sean. So let's talk about some of the things that you work on with your clients about motivating employees today. Is motivating employees different today than it was, say, 5, 10, 15 years ago?
I would say no. I think our understanding of motivation has deepened over the years, though. Even today we see managers thinking that pay is the top thing that employees want. Pay and benefits always.
Why do people still, after I've been looking at exit strategies for 40 years, Sean, and compensation has never been in the top three why people leave.
No, it's
never been even in the top three.
Right. Yeah, I think it shows the disconnect that there is between what managers think employees want and what employees say they want. And there, in that difference, is where there's a bit of struggle.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
There we go.
From
the funny thing is in the exit interviews, oftentimes I think we're not very honest with the manager who's interviewing us.
Right.
And we often say, well, you know, I got more money over at XYZ company and mm-hmm. their benefits are better. So,
because you just want out. At this point in time, you've got the new job. You're excited about it. Now you just want out. You don't want any more cheese. You just want out of the trap. Right? Is that what you're saying? You think people are giving bad news and they're not telling the truth to their managers?
Absolutely. I think that's the truth. I think that they're not telling the truth. Absolutely.
Interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it inherently plays to the nice guy or the nice person persona that, you know, I don't want to burn a bridge. In case it doesn't work out where I am going, if I can come back, I want to keep that option open.
Right. Well that plus, you know, it'd be different. Well, and I can see where also, if you've been trying to tell your boss, you've been trying to give your boss some information about why you're not happy, and they haven't picked up on that, in your exit strategy, that's not the time to discuss it.
Well, no, and shame on the employee for not speaking up sooner.
Both on both sides. No, there's no question.
Right.
Both sides for not being clear about it. And of course, we never know who's really at fault. It's usually 51-49, right? And who's at fault? It's often like that.
Yeah.
But still, so pay's not the deal. What is the deal?
Well, what we're seeing today is an increase in purpose, meaningful work. In fact, a study from 2012. From DeVry University, of all places, that found that 71% of millennials say that meaningful work is a top career choice for them. So the question is, well, what does meaningful work look like? And the answer to it, that is that classic, well, it depends. And it depends on what is important to the employee. And I'll say this real quick, too, as a caveat, that while we're talking about millennials in this particular study, it's not just millennials who want this. I think Gen X, boomers and even Gen Z, as they start to enter the workforce, they all want work that's meaningful. Nobody wants to just get on a hamster wheel and run all day in a circle, doing, you know, just plugging in and doing mindless work. Everybody wants to be able to feel, it's a human nature, human drive, to want to contribute to something that's bigger than ourselves.
Is there a difference, though? We've got some generations that have been pretty much entertained their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the difference between a job that entertains you and a job that fulfills you, right? I mean, I think we have a right as employers to differentiate between those two things. And let's make sure everybody's playing off the same, we're all singing off the same music, so to speak. Sean, I need your website quickly, please.
www.switchandshift.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called The Optimistic Workplace. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.